This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday and serving the heartiest breakfast in town. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I. This morning on WCHL, it's too early to tell how Chapel Hill will take advantage of the recent FCC override of a state law that banned municipalities from setting up broadband services. Change in leadership, the Carrboro Fire Department is leading to its renewed cooperation with Chapel Hill fire officials.
We never stopped working together. It just wasn't the level of cooperation it had once been.
And Chapel Hill police have made several arrests in recent weeks involving heroin. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carpenter traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, the Tar Heel basketball team takes on Boston College this afternoon in the ACC tournament at about 2:30 in Greensboro. And
the Tar Heels are looking at a real-life trap game against Boston College.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, another mild day. It is 59 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, really warm, and especially when you compare it to the weather that we've had recently. It's going to be cloudy all day, slight chance of showers this morning, and then scattered showers, maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Our high today up in the low 70s. It's really too early to tell how Chapel Hill will take advantage of the recent FCC override of a state law banning municipalities from setting up broadband services. Chapel Hill started down that road about 5 years ago, just before the NCDA threw up a roadblock. Now, as Chapel Hill considers the possibilities offered by the recent FCC decision, the town is already testing a Wi-Fi solution to bridging the digital divide in one neighborhood. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Back in 2010, the town partnered with the NC Department of Transportation to install fiber optic cable for the purpose of coordinating traffic signals. The town's IT people suggested they take advantage of an opportunity that presented. Here's John Buerman, Chief Information Officer for the town of Chapel Hill.
If it's strung in the air from utility pole to utility pole, we could lash our cable to that cable, and we would do both of them at the same time. That saves a ton in installation labor.
For $500,000, the town put up 124 strands of cable in a 34-mile ring.
They got the funds from the federal government to help fund that, and it was put in place.
At the time, said Buerman, Chapel Hill's information experts were exploring various ways the fiber could improve internet accessibility and performance for citizens.
And then the legislature in 2011 passed the HB 129 bill, which prevented municipalities from doing anything like that.
The bill was backed by Time Warner Cable. The cable giant complained to the legislature that local broadband services presented unfair competition, and most legislators agreed. Municipalities ultimately prevailed, though, in the February 26, 2015 FCC decision. But 4 years ago, a lot of towns, including Chapel Hill, had their hopes quashed. So making the best of the situation, Chapel Hill connected all the outlying locations from Town Hall, such as the fire station, the police station, parks and recreation, and the library, to one network. Before that, the town was connecting to each of those locations through Metro Ethernet lines.
We're saving right now because of the fiber cable that we're not having to pay those lines about $73,000 a year.
He added that the savings amount may even be higher. The cable should be good for about 50 years of usage life. In 2013, the General Assembly passed HB 44, which mandates a funding transition from physical school textbooks to digital sources across the state, beginning in 2017. Before too long, kids may no longer be bringing textbooks home from school.
That means that they won't be able to do work unless they are on the Internet. And there's the digital divide that we all talk about. There's a gap where there are students that are in places that don't have the capability, the access.
Currently, the town of Chapel Hill is experimenting with a wireless solution in some neighborhoods. Town techs are evaluating how well it works, as well as how much support would be required to keep it working.
Well, we can actually piggyback on our fiber optics cable now to provide the Wi-Fi into these neighborhoods that are close to the fiber optics cable. So we can provide the Internet access, and then we can an antenna on the end of the fiber, basically, and then spread that signal throughout the neighborhood.
The test area is in the town-owned Craig Gomaines neighborhood near Craig and Gomaines Streets. The signal would originate from a neighborhood building formerly used as a police substation. At the end of the 3-month trial period, TownTechs hope to have solutions for whatever improvements may be needed, as well as a nonprofit group or other entity on board ready to take over some of the duties required. If you live in an apartment in the Craig Gomains area and would like to receive equipment to participate in this trial, please call the Chapel Hill Public Housing Office at 919-968-2850. That's 919-968-2850. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Changes in leadership with the Carborough Fire Department. That story and more coming up in a moment. WCHL News Time, 6:11.
Thousands of people around the country are switching from smoking to vaping. This is the Vapor Girl telling you that I turned a lifetime of chain smoking into vaping. Our customers find vaping is cleaner, healthier, and they love our hundreds of flavors that we create right here in Chapel Hill from homegrown tobacco. The Vapor Girl has everything you need to make the switch yourself. No more cigarette smell, no more cigarette butts. Visit one of the Vapor Girl retail locations in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsburgh, each with a vapor bar for sampling. For more information, go to thevaporgirl.com.
At the Durham Orange County Medical Society, our goal is to make you healthier, to improve treatments when you need them, and to bring together those practicing or studying medicine in Durham and Chapel Hill. Started here in 1905, Durham Orange County Medical Society provides support for its members, betters medical knowledge, influences legislation to improve care, and gathers members to provide meaningful associations. Learn more from our website, docmedsoc.org. The Durham Orange County Medical Society, leaders in medicine for a healthier tomorrow.
Tune in every Saturday and Sunday to a wide range of programming, from health to business to the arts to career and financial advice. The lineup includes...
On behalf of your health, I'm Dr. Adam Goldstein.
And I'm Dr. Christy Page.
Welcome to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin.
Welcome to this episode of Care and Connections. This is your host, Nicole Bruno.
Hi, this is Kristen Heemstra. Welcome to the Art of Potential show.
This is John Stillman with the Financial Safari.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper.
Welcome to Sports Focus. I'm Charlie Tuggle.
This is Sharon Hill. Welcome to Today's Business.
The Tokyo Rosenthal Program!
Good afternoon. This is Phaedra Kelly at the Arts Spot in WCHL.
That's our weekend lineup every Saturday and Sunday here on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
60 degrees, 613 WCHL. Changing leadership for the Carborough Fire Department is leading to its renewed cooperation with Chapel Hill fire officials. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the story.
Chapel Hill Fire Chief Dan Jones says that in the past, Chapel Hill and Carborough firefighters have worked in close conjunction to better serve citizens of both towns.
At one time, we had a very close working relationship.
But Jones says differences arose after a change in management at the Carborough Fire Department.
And some differences in philosophy about how responses are handled and basically command and control at emergency scene type differences put a strain or put some stress on the relationship. The personnel in the field continued to work together through that period of time. We never stopped working together. It just wasn't the level of cooperation it had once been.
Jones says that most of these differences in philosophy were highly technical. And after the resignation of Carborough Fire Chief Travis Crabtree and Deputy Chief Richard Cox earlier this year, an interim chief was brought in to lead the Carborough Department. Jones says that change has brought back a close working relationship.
The interim chief, Chief Steins, who's there now, is of the philosophy that used to be the case in Carborough and matches well with Chapel Hill, and we immediately reached out to each other and reestablished that relationship.
Jones says that decision will lead to a system of close cooperation once again between the town's fire departments.
We're going back to where we were a few years ago where, for example, in the mutual aid, instead of waiting to see if someone needs help and then calling for that help, it goes back to an automatic mode, which means that the assistance is automatically dispatched by the 911 center at Orange County just on the nature of the call, not waiting to see if it's serious enough to need help.
He adds that with Chapel Hill and Carborough in such close proximity, it is most beneficial to residents that the crews work together.
The interim chief, Chief Steins, has moved Carborough back into probably what I would consider to be more than mainstream thinking of how things are done. So that relationship is very positive again and moving forward.
Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Police Department has made several arrests in recent weeks involving heroin. Lieutenant Josh Misimore says two arrests were made as part of a narcotics investigation dating back to July of last year.
There was an arrest on March 4th of an Allison Elizabeth Murrow for trafficking heroin, maintaining a dwelling for the purpose of trafficking heroin, and possession with intent to sell and deliver heroin, and then Nathaniel Corwin for the exact same charges, but an additional charge of possession of a firearm by a felon.
Misimore says that in this case, 6 grams of heroin were recovered, as well as 4 grams of marijuana and more than $800 in cash. He cannot provide further details because the investigation is ongoing. He adds that in an unrelated incident, additional arrests were made on drug charges involving possession of heroin.
The amount seized in that was 0.9 grams, an additional 0.8 grams of marijuana, and then 2 cut straws with heroin residue and a glass pipe typically used for smoking marijuana.
In this case, 25-year-old John Trevor Colvin was charged with felony possession of heroin. 22-year-old Neil Joseph Colvin was charged with misdemeanor possession of marijuana. Misimore says those arrests were the result of a traffic stop,
where an officer ran a license plate on a vehicle. The tag was no longer assigned to a vehicle. It shouldn't have been on a vehicle. And so the officer stopped the driver.
All 4 suspects mentioned in these 2 separate cases made their first court appearances in Orange County on Monday. WCHL News Time, 617. It is time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Not a lot to report, to be honest with you, so far. Not a lot happening out there. Everything is clear. And if you know of something we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Talk with the one and only Nikki Morse, and you can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. You'll hear from Nikki in just a few minutes here about traffic. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is where you can go to savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients, all created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. 61 degrees right now. Cloudy, slight chance of showers this morning, and then the chance of scattered showers in the afternoon, maybe even a thunderstorm. High today in the low 70s. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers in the evening, and then partly cloudy after midnight. It's going to be cool overnight with the lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and much cooler with a high in the upper 50s. I'll take this kind of weather. This is more like spring here. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. It's guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, you're good to go. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Today is a mighty big day. Carolina gets started in the Atlantic Coast Conference Basketball Tournament. Greensboro. Tar Heels have been coming up short against the league's best teams down the stretch of their regular season. They'll get another crack at the ACC's upper crust this week in Greensboro. That is, if the Tar Heels can get past Boston College first this afternoon. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
Roy Williams says he's packing 4 suits for the ACC tournament.
It's a new season now, as everybody says. We get to go over there and see if we can play our tails off for 4 days. And if we do, we got a chance to win the whole thing. I mean, when we play really well, we've got a chance to beat anybody. And so that's our goal, is to try to play really well.
Carolina, 21-10 overall and 11-7 in the ACC, will enter the conference postseason as the number 5 seed for the 5th time in history, and just the 2nd time since 1964. With that number 5 beside its name in the bracket, the Tar Heels haven't fared so well, owning a 1-4 record in that slot. What's more, UNC will likely need to try and survive the second round contest without the services of sophomore forward Kennedy Meeks, who's been battling a high fever this week. But teammate Bryce Johnson says the show must go on.
I've had situations like this before with myself when I had the stomach virus. So somebody just has to step up. I mean, we have a great number of post players on this team. I mean, somebody's bound to step up. I mean, Joel has had big games. Isaiah started a few games this year. So, I mean, either of those guys are ready. And I mean, even Jackson's ready. Either way, nobody's guaranteed a starting spot, even though we work hard for it. But either way, he can either change the lineup or Kennedy can still play.
The opponent for Wednesday's 2 p.m. tip-off in the Greensboro Coliseum will be the surging Boston College Eagles, who downed Georgia Tech in thrilling fashion, 66-65 in the first round. BC head coach Jim Christian says he's proud of his veteran players, who've now quietly led the Eagles to 4 straight ACC victories.
The resiliency of our team the last 3 weeks is what I'm really proud of. You know,
I've said it before, that especially the seniors, they're helping me change the culture of this program day by day, because they just continue to compete, fight, stay together, and obviously at the end of the game, put the ball in the hands of a special player, and he makes a play, and you're lucky enough to win the game.
UNC clipped BC 79-68 in Chestnut Hill February 7th. The game was certainly competitive, but for UNC, the expectations are higher than a second-round win against a bottom-tier team. On that note, Coach Williams reflects on a difficult past few seasons for the Tar Heels.
This league is pretty tough, and even the last 3 years when I've been frustrated, I guess we've been third, and fifth. You know, when you say fifth, you go, but it is 15 teams. It's not like eight teams in the old days. If you had told me fifth and eight teams, I wouldn't have been pleased with that at all. I'm not pleased with this. We've won some big games. We played great on some nights, played poorly on others. It's been frustrating for me because I do feel like in some ways that I've let that drive me more than I should, and it's even caused me more frustrations.
Georgia Tech head coach Brian Gregory knows all about frustration. He likely surrendered his final game at the helm of the Ramblin' Wreck when BC junior guard Olivier Hanlon's game-winning shot found the nets Tuesday afternoon. Hanlon, an all-ACC first-team selection, tallied 25 points against the Jackets and says he's looking forward to facing off with Carolina.
I just take the ACC tournament like a new season. You know, everybody's on the same level in terms of just, you know, everybody's 0-0, but definitely tomorrow playing against UNC and UNC being so close to here. It'll definitely feel like a road game, but, you know, it'll definitely feel like a pretty good ACC tournament game.
Postseason play does wipe the slate clean. Everybody has a new lease on life. Hopes are high. And for Carolina's Bryce Johnson, those hopes include the hanging of a banner.
If you look at it, our freshman year, we went all the way to the final game, but we got beat by a better team in Miami. And then last year, we didn't make it past the first round. We were that close to getting the ring my freshman year. I feel like this team is a lot better than those two teams. So we just have to be able to go out there and be prepared to play anybody, because, I mean, we do want to be able to hang a banner in the Smith Center.
The winner of today's game will move on to face number 4 seed Louisville on quarterfinal Thursday, and more importantly, keep dreams of an ACC title alive. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Not a good day yesterday for Carolina baseball. Coastal Carolina improved to 11-6 with an impressive 13-2 victory over the 11th-ranked Carolina baseball team. They were playing at Springbrook Stadium in Conway, South Carolina. Coach Mike Fox's team is now 10-5 with that loss, and they, of course, remain 2-1 in the ACC. Coming off a loss in the last game of the series against Duke over the weekend, where the pitching was shaky and the offense had trouble getting anything going, was more of the same for Carolina yesterday. Coastal starting pitcher Austin Kerr pitched 4 strong innings on his way to the win, letting North Carolina score just once while giving up 5 hits. His bullpen backed him up by allowing just 3 hits and 1 run over the final 5 frames. A quick turnaround will await UNC. They return home to Bosshammer Stadium for a matchup with the Gardner-Webb Running Bulldogs today. Freshman Brett Daniels will start for the Tar Heels opposite senior Bo Hilton. So the Carolina baseball still hasn't quite got in the groove yet this season, but you can count on them improving as the season wears on. Haven't really got an opportunity to play very much because of the weather. The Panthers announced they've released running back D'Angelo Williams, the franchise's all-time leading rusher. Carolina tagged Williams on Tuesday as a post-June 1st designation, which allows him to save money under this year's salary cap by pushing a portion of his salary, his prorated signing bonus, into 2016. The announcement didn't come as a surprise. D'Angelo told Charlotte television station on February 23rd that general manager Dave Gettleman and coach Ron Rivera informed him that he would be released. Williams ran for 6,846 yards and 46 touchdowns for the Carolina Panthers. His production has dropped off in recent years, but he's been a good one. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports, 625 at WCHL.
The Osgood Files, sponsored by Kyocera, intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, total document solutions, only from Kyocera. This is Dave Rawson for Charles Osgood. Hillary Clinton has finally spoken. She stood up in front of reporters at the UN and said that the Republicans who sent that letter to Iran in hopes of killing the nuclear deal were pretty much traitors.
Either these senators were trying to be helpful to the Iranians or harmful to the commander-in-chief in the midst of high-stakes international diplomacy.
Normally, that'd be a pretty big story, but nobody cared about that.
I was wondering if you think that you made a mistake either in exclusively using your private email or in the response to the controversy around it.
Back after this.
What's the most important thing to consider when looking for the right insurance? Customer satisfaction. Auto owner's insurance uses only local, independent agents to handle all your questions and needs. We serve policyholders, not shareholders. Our award-winning service is why Auto Owners is known as the No Problem People. Auto Owners, a policy of satisfaction. For the independent agent in your neighborhood, go to AutoOwners.com. That's AutoOwners.com.
You know what I didn't learn in law school? How much time is spent on documents? Preparing them, revising them, and scanning and routing them. And if all goes well, having my client sign them.
With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps you capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter.
Legal Documents 101. Now that ought to be a course.
If the document is important, the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
Why would Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, use a private email server at her New York home to send all her emails? It was, she says, an attempt to simplify her life.
I thought using one device would be simpler.
But from what I could see, nobody was buying the simplicity narrative. And it was CBS's Nancy Cordes who asked the question that was on everybody's mind.
How can the public be assured that when you deleted emails that were personal in nature, that you didn't also delete emails that were professional but possibly unflattering?
And her answer was that the rules say federal employees can decide what's private and what's not. So she went through all her emails and decided what was private. Emails about planning Chelsea's wedding, about family vacations.
As well as yoga routines.
Yoga routines that are now lost to history because she deleted them, just as the rules say. But it's not just about the emails. The real problem here is that every time Hillary Clinton explains something, an entire generation of voters suffers flashbacks from the 90s when a Clinton was always explaining some weird thing reporters had dug up. Weird things that, alas, would occasionally turn out to be all too true. And this is but a small taste of what's to come when she makes the big announcement. Of course, she knows that. She's clearly ready for it. The question is whether the rest of us are. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
Are you or a loved one living with a chronic condition such as heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, asthma, or depression? UNC Family Medicine's Healthy Living Classes are for you. Living Healthy is a free 6-week workshop to help you understand and manage your symptoms, including learning how to manage your medication and tips and support for healthy eating and exercise. Join us. Learn and take control for more healthy living. For more information, call 962-4971. UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life.
At the UPS store, when you sign up for our mailbox service, not only do you get all of our great mailbox features, including a mailbox with a real street address, package acceptance from all shipping carriers, and 24-hour access, but you now get a key savings card, which will give you great discounts on our suite of small business services, such as 15% off printing and packing and 5% off shipping. To learn more or to receive your key savings card, stop by the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard, in Meadowmont, and in Chapel Hill North. The UPS store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Flavor and freshness go hand in hand. That's why Jersey Mike's fresh slices each and every sub to order. Never pre-sliced or pre-packaged, Jersey Mike's subs are made the authentic way, sliced right in front of you and piled high with fresh toppings. You'll taste the freshness and flavor. Be your healthiest you by choosing Jersey Mike's subs for lunch or dinner. Order online at jerseymikesubs.com or call us at 919-918-SUBS.
Chapel Hill Carboro Meals on Wheels is supported by hundreds of volunteers as well as several local businesses, which include GlaxoSmithKline, Walmart, Belk's, Carrollwoods, and Porch. Performance Subaru supports Meals on Wheels through its annual Share the Love campaign. All of this assistance is greatly appreciated. For more information, please visit our website, chcmow.org, or our Facebook page. And as usual, we thank WCHL for caring for our community.
This is Ron Stutz at 6:30 at WCHL, 61 degrees. And this forecast brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Well, it's kind of a simple forecast today, really, and we're not used to that this time of the year with all this inclement weather we've had lately, but just listen to this. Cloudy today, slight chance of showers this morning, then scattered showers in the afternoon, maybe even a thunderstorm, from high today in the low 70s. Tonight cloudy with a little rain, and then partly cloudy after midnight. It's going to be cool overnight with the lows in the upper 40s, and then tomorrow mostly sunny but much cooler with a high in the upper 50s. So really starting out warm this morning, 61 degrees, and I'll take that just about every day of the week. You know, it's a pretty good forecast. It's like springtime out there. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fountain drink from Pepkin Daily, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great. Only 79 cents at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Dave Barrett. A crash on the coastline in the Florida Panhandle. A Black Hawk helicopter went down and 11 people aboard are missing. CBS's Peter King is in Florida and has details of a training exercise gone wrong.
Well, Dave, the military says seven Marines and a four-person Army air crew were aboard the Black Hawk, which crashed around 8:30 last night Central Time.
Right now we are conducting operations overlooking water.
Eglin Air Force Base spokesman Andy Borland says the Black Hawk crashed in a beach area routinely used by the military. It was one of two helicopters on a night training exercise. Dave?
Pentagon correspondent David Martin says the crash cause is not yet known, but...
Last night was very foggy. Don't know if that was a factor in the crash, but it was a weather condition last night.
As the search continues, there are foggy conditions this morning. Again, 11 U.S. military personnel are missing after a helicopter training crash last night off the Florida Panhandle. CBS News Special Report, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, 7 on weekends, serving breakfast and lunch. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 61 degrees in Chapel Hill. Last night, the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board took a look at the budget, the superintendent's recommended local budget for the coming fiscal year. The initial proposed budget totals $73 million. Once board members hash out details, they'll request funds from the Orange County Commissioners. The proposed budget will require a 3-cent property tax increase. School officials are calculating a local budget while taking into account the state budget, which is uncertain. The state projects projects enrollment decreasing by 150 students next year. This means the district will lose at least $500,000 in state funding. The proposed local budget for next year is about $4 million more than the current year's budget. Federal and state mandates account for some of the difference. For example, under Governor Pat McCrory's budget proposal, minimum teacher pay will rise 6% to $35,000. State pays for certain types of teachers and employees, but not all of them. Here's Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze in an interview after the meeting last night.
Generally, the state provides funding for classroom teachers in a few instructional support type positions, like a guidance counselor, media specialist, but we have other positions in our schools, literacy coaches, math coaches, we have technology facilitators, positions like that that aren't funded by the state but we feel are critical for our success, we fund locally.
Once again, that is Todd LaFreeze. Local dollars will have to meet minimum salary mandates for other types of school employees. School officials will likely ask the county commissioners to help pay for more charter school students and homeschool children who enroll in North Carolina's first virtual charter schools. Here are upcoming budget calendar dates from the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. We'll have a public hearing and budget work session on March 19th, a budget discussion and approval of the budget to be submitted to the county on April 16th, and then on April 20th, they will submit the board's budget request to Orange County. April 28th, joint meeting of school boards for budget presentations to the county. So a lot of meetings on the way. Orange County's Family Success Alliance needs volunteers this weekend to go door-to-door in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
This Saturday, volunteers with the Family Success Alliance will visit homes in Chapel Hill and Carborough to help assess community needs. Here's Orange County Health Department Program Manager Meredith Stewart.
We'll be asking folks questions about how well connected they are with their neighbors, and then also things about do they have trouble getting childcare or medical services, and then generally what do they think are strengths and weaknesses or challenges in their community to children and families being successful.
The Family Success Alliance is a new initiative designed to address issues of child poverty, health, and education through community-specific programs.
We are doing this as a part of a gap analysis for the Family Success Alliance, and that gap analysis is looking at the cradle-to-career or college pipeline for children and families in Orange County.
Last week, volunteers visited Zone 4 in Hillsborough. This weekend, the focus will shift to Zone 6, which spans the border between Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
We will be in western Chapel Hill into Carrboro, so we're talking about 54 and the Jones Ferry intersection around kind of the north side area, Pine Knolls area, so that downtown Chapel Hill and Carrboro residential areas.
But in order to make contact with all the homes in those neighborhoods, Stewart says more help is needed.
We will pair people up into teams of at least two and give them a designated area to go out to. So if people are interested in volunteering and being a part of that, which we would love for Orange County residents to do, they should call Meredith McMonagle at 919-245-2071.
Volunteers will meet at Carrboro Town Hall at 9 o'clock Saturday morning to go over the survey and receive red vests and name tags. The data collected from the outreach effort will be presented back to the community for discussion at a meeting on April 9th at Carrboro Elementary. The survey is also available online in English and in Spanish. You can find a link to that survey, as well as contact information if you'd like to volunteer, at our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Google Fiber's engineering firm has identified a space near the lower parking lot of the Chapel Hill Public Library as a spot for a fiber hut. The fiber hut is needed to provide Google Fiber services to the community. The town-owned land near the Siena Hotel will be leased annually to Google Fiber at $2 per square foot. According to information provided by town manager Roger Stancil, Google Fiber's engineering firm will continue working on a detailed design for the network based on a preliminary agreement regarding the fiber hut's location. And the town and Google Fiber will finalize a lease for that spot. Governor Pat McCrory's budget director says recommendations from a government reform study inserted into the governor's two-year spending proposal ultimately will not be successful unless the state makes efficiency a permanent objective. Budget Director Lee Roberts discussed yesterday with legislators some findings from the project called NC Gear that made it into the governor's budget. Roberts addressed a joint meeting of House and Senate budget writing committees for their first formal review of the plan that spends more than $21 billion annually. The 20-plus NC Gear recommendations in the budget would save $71 million over 2 years if it's carried out. They include helping school districts leverage purchasing power, privatizing the state motor pool, and shifting state parks and aquariums from the state environmental department to the department that oversees historic sites. WCHL News Time, 6:38. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz, along with Nikki Morse. Nikki, you slipped in very quietly this morning, and just wondering what's going on.
Well, you know I'm stealth, first of all.
Yeah, you are.
I am the epitome of stealth.
You look like a ninja.
Yeah, only different.
You kind of slipped in here this morning. I didn't even hear you or see you. And
I know. Well, you know, that's how I roll.
It's your usual low-key approach, I guess.
I'm super excited, though. The ACC tournament
is
going on, and it's one of my favorite times of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Not just because, you know, it's fun basketball, but because I get to enjoy the warmer weather. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the weather got to do with the ACC?
It just always kind of coincides together. The warm weather starting to come in, and the ACC tournament, and then all the fun that's associated with it. It just kind of coincides together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, anybody that's been here in this area knows that.
Well, it's a pretty darn good start, pretty good opportunity for Carolina to kind of reboot.
I sure hope so.
And start over.
Because that's awesome. It's awesome fun. I love it. Can you tell? I really love it.
To follow after the ACC tournament, there, of course, is the Big Dance.
I know.
NCAA tournament, and everybody will be talking about that. And you normally get involved in those pools? Because you weren't here last year.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Well, we'll have one around here.
Awesome.
Of course, you know, not for money or anything like that.
No.
Just for fun.
No, it's always just for fun.
But, you know, we'll have one in the building here. And Ooh. So you'll have an opportunity to get involved in that.
Fantastic.
I always do just terribly.
I'm very competitive. I'll just have you know.
Yeah, I've caught on to that. Didn't take long to figure that out.
No, I don't know why.
Well, if you don't mind hanging around for a few minutes.
I can do it.
If you don't have something else to, you know, do competitively in the meantime, we would appreciate a traffic report.
Okay.
Coming up. All right. 6:40 at WCHL. Coming up next, Ellie Kinnaird is back with a commentary. She says, here we go again with a development issue, and this is the last time I think I'm going to talk about this. That is on the way right after this.
Like having access to cash? Whether you need funds as a safety net or additional dollars for special purchases. At Bank of North Carolina, we're always here to help. For more information, stop by any of our locations in Chapel Hill and the Triangle. Bank of North Carolina. Delivering more than you expect starts with me. This is Rick Calico, President and CEO. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC.
Hi, Terry Sturdivant here. Have you heard the news? Sturdivant's Tire Pros is having our annual spring tire sale. That's right, come to Sturdivant's Tire Pros for the deepest selection and best prices of tires this season. You'll always get the same friendly customer service and high quality work from the folks you know and trust, along with free roadside assistance with any purchase and service work backed by national warranties. Proudly supporting high school baseball for over 12 years, we're located off Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. So call us at 942-TIRE or visit 942-TIRE.com.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility, offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
641 and 61 degrees, believe it or not.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. I was told my commentary on election challenges to the town council because of the developments the council approved was over the top. I agree. People have differences that are to be respected. I also understand their dismay. Just last week, a beautiful woods close to where I live was destroyed for yet another housing complex. Last month, a large tract by Chapel Hill High School was cut down and more housing sprouted up. Many new approved buildings are not in a human scale, and that is also a major visual loss. The point I was making is that we have to accept that our nostalgic memory of our little village that we hold so dear is gone forever. The council is accused of not listening to voices of dissent. I disagree. I believe that the town council knows what our values and goals are, green amenities and building codes and landscaping. They know we care about walkability, accessible and free transportation, and low-income housing. Because of that, they incorporate those features in the developments they approve. What can be more walkable than mixed use, or the Ephesus Fordham plan that puts high-rise rentals next to commercial, which will include restaurants and coffee shops, the favorite gathering places of Chapel Hillians? I also believe that developers know what Chapel Hillians want and include them in their plans. Remember, though, those amenities raise the cost of development, increasing the gap in housing prices. The number of builders narrows because the approval process is long and protracted, and time is money for an investor. Small local builders don't have that luxury. So the big guys are seen as the bad guys because they are the only ones who can withstand Chapel Hill's demands, and they change our landscape forever. And out come the candidates. I know, because I was one at one point, and the point of contention then is now a lovely neighborhood. That is, incidentally, complaining about the neighborhood going up next to them in those lovely former woods, there will be a new neighborhood that will undoubtedly complain about the next one proposed. But let's keep talking. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina starts play in the ACC tournament today at approximately 2 o'clock in Greensboro in the event's second round. How would Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams assess his team after a 21-10 regular season as it moves into postseason play?
Felt like we made some strides the last couple of weeks, and yet we had some opportunities against Duke that we didn't take advantage of, and that's always frustrating. It's a new season now, as everybody says. We get to go over there and see if we can play our tails off for 4 days, and if we do, we got a chance to win the whole thing. I mean, when we play really well, we've got a chance to beat anybody, and so that's our goal, is to try to play really well.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol. But it can be too late. In North Carolina, more than 4 people are injured every day as a result of underage drinking. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Kennedy Meeks has struggled as of late for the Tar Heels, and yesterday in a press conference, Williams explained the Carolina big man may not even be available for the Heels when they take the floor today.
Running a temperature, they got it down last night, he's back up again this morning. They've tested him for mono, strep, everything comes up negative, so I have no idea if he'll, I have a great idea that he won't play tomorrow.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
As the Kennedy Dental Group celebrates 1 year at 1721 East Franklin Street, the practice continues on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Dr. Jeff Kennedy offers stress-free oral sedation dentistry, which takes away all the anxiety of a prolonged procedure. Kennedy Dental Group is open Friday and offers early appointments from 7 a.m. on Tuesday and Friday. Kennedy Dental can save you the hassle and files all insurance claims for their patients. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to KennedyDentalGroup.com.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
In today's modern galaxy, Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions is redesigning homes for the modern family. Whether you have a lot or a little space in your galaxy, the goal is to make your space match your lifestyle by optimizing your existing space and reorganizing wisely. Just imagine the difference a wall could make. Removing a wall, that is. It could uncramp a room, brighten your space, save time, improve communication, boost family togetherness, maybe even save the Galactic Republic.
The possibilities are endless.
Let Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions bring your modern family into today's modern galaxy. No Jedi mind tricks needed. Call Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions today at 919-967-1171. Or go to CedarburgKitchens.com to schedule a free consultation.
With Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, the possibilities are endless.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show. Have a big round of applause. Yeah. First traffic report of the morning from Nikki Morse.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that intro.
You're certainly welcome.
We're doing pretty good on the roadways today so far, but we do have some road work to contend with a little later on this morning on South Columbia Street near the Carolina Inn. They're going to close two of those northbound traffic lanes between 9 and 4 this afternoon. That's going to continue on through Friday, so just be aware of that if you're going to travel through there. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Every time you say road work, I think of a boxer out there running on the roads, you know, behind a car, you know, or something.
Do you?
Doing a little road work.
Boy, you have a vivid imagination.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
Really nice.
It's because I hate road construction so much.
Because you feel like you have to run to get through it?
No, no.
Get out of the car, might get quicker.
Let's not get carried away. Yeah, that's true. But I don't run very fast anymore. Never did, in fact.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Listen, if you don't want to cook tonight, try Dickie's 8 hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, ham, or turkey. I'm sorry. I'll have to explain it later. Plus delicious sides and fresh hush puppies. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, right next to New Hope Commons in Durham. It's on the Chapel Hill side of Durham, actually. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather, 61 degrees. cloudy, slight chance of showers this morning, and then scattered showers in the afternoon. Maybe even a thunderstorm late in the day. Our high today about 72. Tonight cloudy with scattered showers, and then just plain old partly cloudy after midnight. Temperatures in the upper 40s overnight, and then tomorrow mostly sunny, but a lot cooler than today. The high only in the upper 50s, so a definite change in our weather. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Media mogul Rupert Murdoch is 84 years old today. ABC News correspondent Sam Donaldson is 81. We had for a brief time while he was doing it the Sam Donaldson Show here on WCHL back in the early 2000s. And then he stopped doing the show. Really pretty good. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia is 79 years old today. Actress Trish O'Neill is 70. Bobby Farron, don't worry, be happy, 65 years old today. Actress Susan Richardson, 63. Recording executive Jimmy Iovine is 62. See here, Cheryl Lynn is 58 years old today. Actor-director Peter Berg, 53. U.S. Representative, or former U.S. Representative Jesse Jackson Jr., Democrat from Illinois, is 50 years old today. Singer Lisa Loeb is 47. Terrence Howard is 46. I thought he was older than that, but he's a great actor. Actor Johnny Knoxville, not-so-great actor, 44 years old today. See here, TV personality Melissa Rycroft is 32. Got a local celebrity celebrating a birthday today. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be Bill Piscatello. Bill Piscatello, one of the flying Piscatello brothers of Redmond's. Bill has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Bill. Hope it's a really good one for you.
WCHL, hello there. It's time for trivia. I'm Rod Stutz along with Freddie Kiger.
How are you?
Freddie, you're like a moving target, man. You're just moving so fast all the time.
It is right now.
Yeah.
It's you're that like time of year.
A whirling dervish.
It's that time of year.
Tasmanian devil. good to catch up with you for a few minutes.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Literally, just running off to do something else right after this.
You remember when John Virgil used to hit a shot and Woody would always say, "Fill her up, John. Thanks for stopping by." Remember that?
That's good.
I don't know why.
That's good. That's a good.
Came into my mind.
That's funny. I think about phrases like that today. I don't know.
Well, I know that you got a good trivia question for you.
I'm hoping
today.
Yeah.
What?
What we got? Well, let's make sure we got everything that's going on. UNC baseball's hosting Gardner Webb,
And the Tar Heels had not had a chance to play very much because of the weather.
Yeah, and the Heels, the fifth seeded Heels, will be playing today, 2:30.
The ACC tournament.
Where I'll be there.
You'll be working.
I'll be working. I'll wave at you.
Yep. All right. I'll do it.
So we're going to do a series of questions as we should of the ACC tournament.
Okay.
So it'll be today, tomorrow, and Friday.
Okay.
If that's with your blessing.
That sounds great. Okay. Bless you, my son.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
All right. We're doing the ACC tournament. It all started March 4th, 1954 in Raleighwood, North Carolina. This ACC tournament, the 62nd. Duke has won the most titles, followed by North Carolina and NC State. Our question, which ACC team has won the fourth most ACC tournament titles?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Duke's got the most. Carolina has the second most. NC State is in third place. Which ACC team is fourth in tournament titles? Give us a call at
919-929-WCHL. That's your number to call right now. You get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Well, you are so good to go.
Yes, you will be.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Fran Hamer is today's WCHL hometown hero.
My husband, I knew when we got married 28 years ago that we would come back to Chapel Hill because he went to school here, and he loved it. He's a professor.
Since you moved here in 2003, you've become increasingly involved in a variety of charitable and public service tasks. asks, you volunteered for a long time for the Red Cross.
I worked in blood donations, and I worked with Wilma Palmer. We worked many different places, so I got to see a lot of different businesses, meet a lot of different people. Also, there was a lot of donations at UNC. It was fun.
Fran Hamer also spends a lot of volunteer time with Porch.
For Porch, what we do is stay very busy collecting food. Some people donate their money, and then we go to the stores and we use that money to get fresh food so that a lot of people can have fresh food, which is not available to them in today's economy. And then we give that out.
You work virtually all day every other Monday when you're doing this, and also you work hard to gather donations of household goods and clothing, flooding your house and your garage with all kinds of boxes.
Yes.
You also serve on the community dinner committee. Tell me about that.
We talk about getting entertainment and food and where we're going to have it. That has been a lot of rewarding time, seeing everybody come and then all the entertainment that happens. And then your master ceremonies there, and it's always fun to see you there.
Fran is also involved with helping the Corinne refugee community.
We started a school because all of the children were learning English, but they didn't know how to read their native language. So the elders in the community and Epa Pui decided that it would be very important for them to learn to read and write in Karen. So we ended up getting a school started at the Carborough Elementary.
Fran, your husband Bob, who probably knows better than anyone else, says that you absolutely throw yourself into doing other things to helping other people, and that you're one of his heroes. Now you're a WCHL hometown hero. What is it that motivates you to do so much for other people all the time?
I enjoy it. It gives me a chance to be with people. I was a business person for many, many years, and once I retired, I had my artwork, but it wasn't giving me the fulfillment. And now I can just be with people all the time, and I learn so much from them. I'm giving back to the community when I couldn't when I was working.
Well, this community is better because you're in it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, and congratulations to Fran Hamer of Chapel Hill.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 657 WCHL. Glad to have you along this morning. And
Freddie, you're asking the question about the team that has the fourth most victories in the ACC tournament, or not most victories, but championships.
Yeah, titles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would that be Maryland?
That's a good guess, but no.
I was going to ask
They're tied for fifth.
I was going to ask you during the questioning process, I was going to say, is this team still a member of the ACC? And I thought that might have given it away if it turned out to be right.
Yeah, but Maryland is tied for fifth.
Okay. Virginia.
Virginia is about seventh or eighth. It's a Tobacco Road sweep.
It's Wake Forest?
Wake Forest.
Wow.
With four.
I'm kind of surprised by that.
I mean, there is something to that Tobacco Road thing.
I don't recall that many Wake Forest championships.
Yeah. It's been a Tobacco Road sweep because Wake has fourth. And for the record, Duke has 19 titles.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina has 17.
Right.
NC State, 10. Wake, 4.
Yeah.
Big drop-off. Georgia Tech and Maryland tied with three.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia, dos. And Florida State, Miami, and South Carolina, one.
And zero for Clemson.
Bless her heart.
And, of course, you know, there's new teams in the ACC, this infusion of Big East schools.
Syracuse,
and everything.
Louisville, Boston College, Yeah,
Notre Dame, you know, whatever.
Yeah, Syracuse ain't going to be winning one this year either.
No, they're not.
No.
You know what, though? That whole Syracuse stuff really kind of scares me.
For
reasons that we all know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
It's pretty severe penalties. All right. Hey, listen, thanks.
Thank you. By the magic of radio, I'll see you tomorrow.
We'll be looking for you at the scores table.
Yeah, and, of course, Freddie is going to be working hard during the ACC tournament. Congratulations, Mike Galou, who called in with a correct answer. He was the first one to get in with a right answer. To be fair with you, a lot of people knew the correct answer, but Mike just beat him to it.
This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54, open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, and serving the
heartiest breakfast in town. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
Mike Galoo gets $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, by the way.
61 degrees, cloudy, slight chance of showers this morning, then a chance of rain in the afternoon, and maybe even a thunderstorm. Our high today in the low 70s. It's 7 o'clock.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk,